This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking with Republican candidate for Governor Bill Sizemore. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So let's talk about the campaign right now. Ballots going out later in the week. And interesting to watch this Republican race in the primary with so many people running. No one candidate seems to have really much of an edge.
Yeah, there's probably out of the 18 or 19 people running, there's probably eight people who have a chance of winning.
And as you have gone through this, you got into it a little bit late, but what's the reaction been to your running for governor?
Well, in all of the, close to a dozen candidate forums around the state, all over the state, actually. And the response from the audience has been really amazing, very warm. I've done things like put measures on the ballot that cut property taxes by tens of billions of dollars, and homeowners would be paying almost twice as much as they're paying now if it wasn't for my measures. And people remember that, and they appreciate it, and they remember the fights I've had with the teachers' unions and trying to break their stranglehold on the state. And those are things that resonate well with Republican voters, especially conservatives.
And what are the biggest strengths you think you have in terms of what would make you a good governor?
Well, first of all, I've been very thoroughly tested and proven. I mean, I've been whacked on by the liberal editors and reporters around the state literally thousands of times. I mean, I could stack 15, 20 foot high the press clippings of negative articles that they have written about me, and I have withstood that. And the nonstop, I mean, there's been about $60 million spent by the public employee unions, especially the teachers unions, smearing me. And I have stood up to all that. And I think that's kind of what Oregonians, the Republicans, are looking for right now, is somebody that's going to have the boldness and the strength to not back down to the extreme pressure we're going to face with a Republican governor, which I think we're going to have one this time, against a probably still Democrat-controlled legislature with a bunch of far-left radicals from Portland and Eugene.
What are the first things you would do once in office if you're elected governor?
Well, probably first would be to rescind Kate Brown's executive orders, the cap and trade type stuff that are just a Green New Deal that she's trying to enact on her own because she couldn't get it through the legislature. An executive order prohibiting teaching transgenderism and sexuality to little kids in kindergarten, first, second, third grade. Even after that, I'm not a fan, but it's absolutely abhorrent that they would try to brainwash little kids with stuff when they should be playing and learning their letters and numbers, or trying to teach them some woke theology or doctrine. And I would have an executive order to stop that nonsense as fast as I could. Veto every kind of tax increase that comes out of the legislature. Just stop them dead in their tracks.
Now, what about Oregon's financial situation? How do you feel like the state's doing right now?
Well, the state's awash with money, and that's the thing I've noticed. I mean, I've been involved for almost four decades with this stuff, and it doesn't seem to matter how much money the Democrats have. It's never enough. They're always demanding more, but they are awash with money right now and not sure even what to do with it. But their priorities are almost always wrong, and they fund the things that people don't care about so they can use the things that people do care about as leverage to get more money. And that nonsense just has to stop, and I'm telling you, under my administration, it will.
How do you feel your governing style, what would it be with the legislature?
Well, I have the not only the bully pulpit as governor, but I also have the threat of the initiative process. I've put 25 measures on the statewide ballot, something no one in the entire country has done in the last 100 years. And I would negotiate with them in good faith, as you have to when there's split party control. But the leverage I would have, say, well, listen, you know, if we don't come reach some kind of an agreement here, I will collect the signatures. I'll put it on the ballot my way, and we'll let the voters of Oregon decide. And I would be able to do that.
And as you are going through the process with so many people running, what are the things that make you stand out in your mind?
Well, I think the number one thing is the proven courage and boldness. But I don't like to toot my own horn, but I have been pointing out in the sessions, the forums, the debates, that the real stranglehold on the state is not the far left wing Democrats. It's guys. First off, it's like George Soros giving money to DAs that let the bad guys out of jail as fast as the police can arrest them. But more than that, it's the public employee unions and especially the teachers unions that are funding the far left radical Democrats across the board. They are the primary source of funding for those guys, and I know how to stop that. That's why the unions have tried to bribe, sue, prosecute me, everything they can do to get me out of politics, because I know where their weak spot is, and I'm not afraid to push that button. And that's really resonating well with people in all of the debates and forums around the state.
If people want to connect with you and find out more about your thoughts, talk about your website, etc.
Yeah, go to friendsofbillsizemore.com. You can read all about me, the positive stuff, negative stuff. I'm not ashamed of my past. I've done everything I've done. I've done proudly and believing it was principled and the right thing to do. Friendsofbillsizemore.com, or you can just email me at bill45gm@gmail.com, and I respond to emails.
All right, Bill Sizemore, running for governor. Thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good talking to you.
8:38 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.